are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. Oh, yes, you are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha.
You are Alpha.
Alpha and Omega.
And
Omega. We give you all, we give you all
the glory.
We worship you, Lord.
We worship you, our Lord. You.
This morning we exalt you above all else. We say you alone are God, and besides you there is none else. You are faithful, you are God, you are good, you are kind, you are marvelous, beautiful for every situation. Daddy, we glorify your name, O God. Daddy, we magnify your name, O God. The one that is at work in us both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. Daddy, we thank you. Thank you for loving us so much. Thank you for caring for us so much. We say take all glory, take all honor, take all adoration forever and ever in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we commit our gathering this morning into your hands, O God. Lord, we ask, O God, that you take preeminence in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer, for in Jesus' mighty name I have prayed. Amen. You may please be seated. God bless you. Well, we have a special guest in our midst this morning. We have the husband-to-be, the husband in the making of Sister Island, France, all the way from Haiti. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Come forward. Don't be shy. Come forward. Come forward. He's not shy. She's the one I'm saying don't be shy to. He's... He's just ready to marry his wife. Good to see you. Praise the Lord. So, meet France. So, for all the young men that are praying and closing their eyes, well, he opened his eyes. He's found someone beautiful. All right. Praise the Lord. You may please be seated. God bless you. Put your hands together for them. This morning, I want to really, really charge us. You know, I know the majority of the people here this morning don't come for Bible study. And I want to let you know that you're not doing yourself a good service. At the beginning of the year, we started a series. We started a method of teaching. The first thing we talked about the first Tuesday of this year, we talked about salvation. We talked about salvation, and after salvation, we talked about repentance. Because there are many people that believe, think that maybe they are saved, but they are not. You know, so we wanted to clear the air on that so that everybody knows where they stand. You know, and moving from that, we moved on to repentance. Because there are many people that what they feel is a feeling of remorse. It's not genuine repentance. So we talked about repentance. And after that, because we know that you may be truly saved, you may have truly repented, but the enemy will still want to put doubts in your heart. So we talked about the assurance of salvation. And from there, we talked about adoption. We talked about justification. And this last Tuesday, we talked about sanctification. And after the teaching, and the Bible study, if you have ever been to a Bible study, is interactive. In fact, we've had situations where people disagreed with the teacher. I said, no, I don't think that is so. But then we have to go back to the text, to the scripture, because the only guideline we have is the scripture. It's not man's authority. It's the authority of the word of God. Have you had people say things like, I feel, we don't go by I feel. You can feel anything you want to feel. That's okay. You know, because we have different temperaments. So you can feel this and feel that, but we are not ruled or guided by how we feel or what we feel. We're guided by the word of God. Amen? And after the Bible study last Tuesday, I got this email from someone that was present. It says, good evening, sir. I hung around to ask some follow-up questions on today's teachings, but you were pretty occupied. I have to say that today's teaching got me thinking and thinking hard as I was driving home. I thought about the definition of sanctification and if I am sanctified. I guess I have always confused salvation with sanctification. I never really understood the word sanctification and its importance. Salvation, as I know and by definition, is the absolute surrender of oneself and accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, a true conviction that there is no other God but Jehovah and can only know Him through Jesus Christ. That is true. So by such knowledge, conviction and acceptance of Jesus Christ, I believe I am saved, but I am not sanctified. I started looking at other publications on sanctification, and there was one that said, sanctification is not fashioning ourselves to the former lust of ignorance, thus creating constant separation between us and sin. I love this for so many reasons. One of the reasons I love this is exactly what the Bible talks about. It said the Berean Christians, they went back home and they went to check if those things they were taught were so. Praise the Lord. It means they didn't just gobble down what was said. They went back and said, you know what? This thing, I'm confused. They didn't just walk away thinking, oh, well, the cake was good because we also serve, you know, there's refreshment. Sandwiches were good. And No. Went home with conviction. And this is exactly the reason why we do interactive study. So that you have a voice, you can ask questions, and then you can turn around and say, Lord, is this thing true for me? He said, I have rededicated my life to Christ, but I don't believe I have been sanctified. And without sanctification, we cannot live a life of holiness. And listen to this. As an adjoinder to this, the Bible clearly tells us, it says, without holiness, no man shall see God. Without holiness, no man shall see God. And then he had follow-up questions. I hope I'm not missing anything. He had follow-up questions. Number one, does daily Bible study, pleading the blood of Jesus and asking God to be sanctified, constitute or grant sanctification after creating separation? Do I have to be prayed for or we to be initially sanctified? Can you elaborate on 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13? And he just put a part of it there. Chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Thank you, sir. If you want to know my response to him, you can email me. I will send you the reply that I sent to him. But listen to this. Listen to this. The enemy has done a good job of giving us false hope, of making people think they can continue to do what they like, and then when they come to church, as long as we sing and shout and we serve, that will be fine. No, it's not. No, it's not. And that's why we engaged in the series of teaching that we have started. Let me show us something. Damila, please get my laptop. Let's just wait for her so that she doesn't miss anything for serving. Any question thus far? Praise the Lord. Huh? No? Okay. Just put it over there. Thank you very much. Let's put our hands together for her. That's pastoral administrative assistant. Praise the Lord. This is our story. This is the story of every human being. This is God. This is Sapphire chasing God. Chasing God. But there's a problem. There's a problem. Who can tell me what the problem is? There's a gulf between us and him. And in this gulf, you have and the list goes on. You can fill in the gap. Over here, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, it said, for all have sinned. Friends, when it says all means all. There are no exceptions in the all. All have sinned. That is why it will never work to say that, oh, I was born into a Christian family. Oh, my parents always took me to church. We were all sinners on arrival. Before you committed anything you call sin, you were already a sinner. That's how we were born. That's the beginning. That's what Romans 23 said to us. And it says the wages of sin is what? The wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. Those are very popular scriptures. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, Proverbs 14, 12, the Bible says there is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. That's the New Living Translation. You know, there are certain conceived notions, ideas that people have. It says the end of it is what? Is death. It is very, very important. The Bible says we must always check in with ourselves to see whether or not we are still in the faith. And it is, I don't want to say worse. It's not worse. It's not worse. But it can be more deceiving when you're a church worker. You know? And for a church our size, by virtue of our size, you even have close proximity to the pastor. So, pastor is my homeboy. You know, how can I not be born again? Friends, only God can tell if you are born again. Your closeness to the pastor does not qualify you as saved. In fact, you can be the child of the pastor. It does not make you saved. It doesn't. So, this sin here, I want you to know today, the main thing about sin, very, very simple, is this I. That I is what makes sin deadly. Because think of any sin. Anybody give me a suggestion? Sin? Lying. Why would you lie? You lie so that you look good or so that you don't look bad. It's about you. Another example, sin. Fornication. You want to fulfill the lust of, you want to gratify your flesh, your body. Something is shaking your body and you just have to give the body that thing that is shaking it. Another sin. Pride. Pride, you want to be puffed off up above everybody else. Stealing. You want something that doesn't belong to you. Sin is, the problem of sin is this right here. If you can remove this, and replace it with this. The rest is easy. Okay, you didn't quite make it. You can jump. It's not so hard anymore. Once you remove that guy there, that bad boy, it means your life is guided, is ruled. The dictation, the everything you follow in your life is through him. Guess what? You have a bridge to walk across. Listen to this. The greatest danger you have, do you know what it is? Okay, yourself. Any other thoughts? The greatest danger, because of yourself, is always the danger of looking back and going back. Because your flesh has memory. For those that work out, they will tell you the muscle has memory. Even though you have not worked out in a while, but there is memory. The muscle of somebody that used to work out and the muscle of somebody that never worked out before, they are not the same. In the same place. They are not at the same place. Because your flesh has memory, it will remind you of where you used to be. And it will remind you of the pleasure of those places. The responsibility you have is to say, no, I'm a new man. All things have passed away. All things have become new. You will be a liar
and then you bring yourself back to the I, if you say, ah, no, 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 we have passed that, we don't do that, it's the reason why you have not moved past where you are. Really. I'm serious. You need to speak to yourself and say, you know what? Like that guy was speaking to himself. Say, I believe I am saved, but I am definitely not sanctified. Amen? Without holiness, no man shall see God. Can somebody open to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and read verses 18, 19 for me? Quickly. Anybody, quickly. My time is running now. Second Corinthians chapter 6. 17 and 18. I just mean the last two verses. Come out from amongst them and be ye separate. Please continue to read. You know why? Because God is telling you, separate yourself, cross the bridge. And because there will always be the real temptation of wanting to go back. He said, don't go, now that you have been saved, don't go and touch any unclean thing. There will be unclean thoughts. What do you do about unclean thoughts? You relish in it. And guess what? Nobody can see your thoughts. You understand what I'm saying? You have not committed any sin, but the thoughts are coming and you are relishing in it. Yeah. In your heart, you are smiling. If somebody is, what's so funny? He said, nothing. But you know what's going on in your heart. I'm telling you, this is how we are defiled. It won't be long when you start relishing in those thoughts, you go and practice it one day. And guess what? You say the devil. It's not the devil, though. It's not the devil. We have given the devil too much credit. You shouldn't be talking. We are talking something serious. The devil, we have given too much credit to him. Too much credit. What about the power of God in you? What about the power of Christ? The power of God that raised Christ from the dead? What about the Holy Spirit that is resident inside of you? You say it's the devil. Bless you. Don't hand over your will to the devil. Don't hand over your will to the devil. I think for many of us, we need to go back to the very beginning and ask the question, am I even saved? Am I saved? There's a real danger for us as workers, even pastors. There are pastors that are not born again, no. Pastors that are not born again. There's real danger, and you and I must ask ourselves on a daily basis, am I still in the faith? Am I in the Lord? Still get angry over little things. You are still prideful. You are still this. You are still that. It's all about me. How it affects me. How can you talk to me like that? How can they give this to me? How can they do this? How can they do that? Can you enough of yourself already? Enough of myself already. It's not about me. Neither is it about you. It's about the Almighty, the one that came and laid his life down for us. At salvation, the journey begins. Can you preach that to your neighbor? It's the beginning. You don't do anything to get salvation. You know, it's not the works that you did. It's not nothing. You just accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and that's the qualification. But after you are saved, the Bible says you must separate yourself from amongst them. You wonder why you do certain things. It's because of the people you hang out with. Can't believe I said that. Yes, you did. You know why? That's what you hear all day. Curse words and, you know, the people you hang out with. The Bible says sanctification is the will of God for us. I believe 1 Thessalonians 4. It said sanctification is what? The will of God for us. So if I am not sanctified, guess what? I am outside of the will of God. Is that serious? Is that serious? Is that serious? Please rise to your feet. I don't know about you, but the enemy of our soul is working overtime. And the Bible says, even the elect, if they are not careful, they will be deceived. I'm telling you the honest truth. The very elect will be deceived if they are not careful. I want you to bow your head, close your eyes, lift up both hands to heaven. Say, Father, save me. Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus. Why don't you go ahead and pray this morning? Say, Father, deliver me from myself. Deliver me from myself. We have given too much credit to the devil. We are the one that is handing him over, handing power over to him. That is why he's able to do the things that he's doing in our lives. Say, Lord, I separate myself. I separate myself. Say, separate yourself. Separate yourself. I remove myself from every situation, everything that does not honor you. Oh, Malika Radaba Shandeli Boko Sokotolo Bredia. Lebra Dibako Sontalia Radaba Shendere Gede Gede Gede. Lembrodo Shika Tandalia Bakorodo Bosheka Talia Ragadagada. Lebra Dika Radaba Kosokotoni Mashanderia Ragadagada. Lebra diba kanda radaba kosotolia. Lord, deliver me from myself. Deliver me from myself. I separate myself. I separate from myself from my old life. For all things have been made new. I walk in the newness of life. In the name of Jesus. I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. I walk in this newness. I walk in this reality. In the mighty name of Jesus. Leka satalia bakorana mashantalia. Le pradika rada bakoro dogo dogoro godogodo. Jebaka santalia rana mashekata. Jebagadagada bagada bagada. Jembrodo zegatania bashintalia. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus upon myself, that they cleanse me, purge me, O God. Cleanse me, purge me, make me whole again in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that I may truly look like you in the name of Jesus. That I may smell like you in the name of Jesus. Le karadaba sontalia radaba shantalia. In the name of Jesus, Makaria Bashantalia Ragada, Yebradia Bakasatalia. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. In the name of Jesus, purge me, Jehovah. Purge me, Jehovah. Deliver me from myself. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I will not be my own enemy. In the name of Jesus. But Lord, I will walk in this newness of life. In the mighty name of Jesus. I will live a life that honors you. A life of purity. A life of holiness. In the name of Jesus. Le karadabo shantalia. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. I give you glory and I give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. Daddy, we thank you because your word says you showed us your great love by sending Jesus Christ to come and die for us so we may have access to you. Thank you for not counting the cost too much, but you said we were worth it. Lord, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice this morning. Daddy, in the name of Jesus, Jehovah. Help us. Strengthen us. May we not go back to our old ways.
May we not go back to the former lusts in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, O God, for a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, for purity, for holiness, to love you more, to walk with you more, to worship you more, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer, for in Jesus' mighty name I have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.